Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. So piety, the faithful and regular devotion to religious practice, is, according to Jesus, to be done in private. Commitment to almsgiving and prayer, meaning generosity to others and conversation with God, are acts to be done without fanfare and without recognition. You know, faith practices are meant to cultivate and deepen our relationship with God, and they're not to be engaged in for personal recognition. Now, I know that this teaching can kind of seem out of time and place in communities and countries that have grown, well, quite self-conscious and uncomfortable with the public display of spiritual practice. However, there are many cultures and peoples for whom religious observance is, in fact, a public act, where personal piety is rewarded with a degree of respect and praise. Now, I think Jesus clearly witnessed in his own culture and community a proclivity, if you will, to engage in kind of elaborate demonstrations of faith and piety, and he believed that that kind of public nature of that display was a cause for concern. Jesus knew that even good and purposeful acts and activities of faith could be perverted by using them to raise one's personal profile or persona. According to Jesus, private piety was a more faithful and effective way to connect an individual with God, thus avoiding the temptation toward religious pomp and pride. You know, while public acts of religious piety might not be as commonplace for us as they were in first century Judaism, civil acts of generosity, if you think about it, might be just as spiritually perilous. And we live in an age and a culture where gifts of significance come with naming rights, and donors, great and small, expect to be recognized for their philanthropic interests and acts. And truth is, we all have within us a desire to put on a good show for others to see, even, perhaps especially, if the way we conduct ourselves in private is less than good and holy. According to the introduction of this section of Jesus' teaching, Jesus is not entirely opposed to public prayer and almsgiving, though he is a bit concerned when the motivation for those acts is a desire to be seen by others. And because we all have tendencies to want to be noticed for the good and godly behaviors we occasionally exhibit, Jesus encourages us to practice our faith quietly, anonymously, secretly, to avoid the sins of self-aggrandizement and pride. So, a question I want you to turn over in your mind today is simply this. When you make a gift, whatever that gift may be, when you make a gift, why do you like being recognized for it? We all do, but what's at the heart of that for you? And in terms of a practice, I want you to consider making an anonymous and generous donation this week, sometime this week, to a cause or an organization you care about. Or offer a gift to someone in need without their awareness of the donation's origin. So just do good for goodness' sake, not in order to be recognized. Well, let's pray about that. Lord God, our prayers might be in private, but when we do good work, we like to be recognized for it. We like all to see. We know that we desire to look better to others than we know ourselves to be. We want to put on a good show in public, particularly, Lord, if we're not proud of who we are in private. So, Lord God, we ask that you would help our private actions to be more faithful and our public efforts to be more motivated by service than by pride. We ask all of this in your name. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.